Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome to a special series here on the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast called She Is Uncompromising. Women are constantly told to sacrifice ambition in order to have the rich family life that we all deserve. That's a lie. When we quietly accept this lie, we kill an important part of ourselves and our destiny. We compromise who we are until we end up unhappy and failing to fulfill God's plan for our life. Total life success means the baby and the business, the thriving marriage and the growing company, purpose and profit, destiny and dedication to the path that is predestined for you. It's whatever makes you happy, whole, and fulfilled. My latest book, She Is Uncompromising, reveals the hard-won lessons and spiritual truths that can help all women take control of their lives. It's filled with poignant scriptures, intimate stories, practical exercises, and it's a must-have blueprint for building an unbreakable foundation of faith, family, and abundance. You can grab your copy today at TatumTamia.com/book or click the link in the show notes. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be sitting down with people who exemplify this same message by being uncompromising in their own life. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and another installment of our series called She Is Uncompromising, where I sit down with people that I've been able to glean from and who just, in my opinion, exemplify this message of not settling, being uncompromising, and going after everything that God has for them. And so in this episode, it's all about being 50 and faithful, 50 and thriving. I'm sitting down with Miss Linda Gorm. She's one of Anchor Media's clients and someone that I'm personally proud of and am so excited to talk to, because I encounter, just talking to entrepreneurs and talking to women of all ages, sometimes you get to the point where you feel like, it's too late. It's too late for me to do what God has called me to do, or my time has passed, and all of these negative thoughts that keep us stuck in settling for less than what God has for us. So I wanted to talk to you because I love working with you and just seeing with your podcast and what you're doing, how you're just, and even you all, I love how you're always honest about, I'm nervous, this is new, I'm uncomfortable, but you do it anyway. And that's so important. So let's start with you just talking about the 50 and faithful brand, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much, Tatum, for having me and wanting to interview me. So as always, you know, I say that this is new for me, and it's truly out of my comfort zone, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm just willing just to you know, just step by faith, and I am excited. Well, to tell you a little bit about the brand for me is to help women to become their best. I want to encourage, to motivate, and to motivate them to step out on faith, mm-hmm. and to just live their best life and find your joy.
Mm-hmm. And I think you do a great job of that with the podcast. So why now? Because much of the brand is like this over 50 brand, but I feel like that's something that applies to everyone. So what is it about this particular period of life that you want to hone in on?
I think for me, I have decided to get out of my head, to get out of my doubt of that I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And just step out on faith that I can. And it's mm-hmm. just amazing how once you make that decision to definitely to do it, how doors are just opening. God is just opening the doors. He's told me that I could, mm-hmm. but it was just me in my head thinking mm-hmm. that I couldn't. And once I truly said, okay, I'm going to do this, it's just been amazing. Now, you do find some obstacles, mm-hmm. but you learn how to deal with those and just keep moving.
Let's talk about getting out of your head for a minute, because this is something that, I mean, I deal with often. Most people do. Mm-hmm. What is that process? And especially when God is calling you to do something, usually it's very scary. It's probably new. It's probably outside of your comfort zone. And so that's what triggers the self-doubt, you being in your head, overthinking, and maybe even procrastination. And then as time goes by, that just makes the self-doubt worse because you feel like you may have missed your opportunity. So what are some strategies that you can give someone who finds themselves in their head that's keeping them stuck from really jumping and taking that leap of faith into whatever God is telling them to do?
Right. What I do is I do it. You know, I say not today. You know, I have to admit I do self-talk. I talk to me and say, Linda, get it together. You know, just do it. And whatever the outcome is, mm-hmm. learn from it. Mm-hmm. And that has been what I'm doing. Do I at times procrastinate? Yes. I will, but I try to, I'm a planner, so I try to, I will write things down and just make note of what I need to do, and I pray often. Mm-hmm. I pray and ask the Lord to guide me. You know, so my morning devotionals are very important for me to get my day started.
Mm-hmm.
And to just encourage, you have to encourage yourself
mm-hmm.
to move through.
Got it. So you mentioned earlier about the brand just being all about, you know, women and just being empowered, encouraged to do what God has called them to do. What is it about this marker of 50, right? I'm not 50 yet. But what is it about this stage of life that the encouragement is needed for even more for women?
Yeah, I think that at times we focus on others mm-hmm. more so than ourselves. Mm-hmm. Prior to 50, you may have children and you think, oh, my focus is the kids. So I can't do anything that I really want to do. You might not even think about it. I have to admit, for me, it really wasn't there. Mm. My main focus was my husband and my children. That's what I thought about. And that brought me happiness, was mm-hmm. to see them thrive. But then it came got to the point where they've gotten older and I just, it's just become about me.
Mm.
And I'm just learning to do it. Of course, I have grandchildren and my kids are adults now, but, and I also feel like I have so much that I can give.
Yeah.
And I have the time to do it.
So what is that process of rediscovery? Like, right after you've raised your children, they are grown, they have families of their own. And now, like you said, you have time again, it's back to you. You've enjoyed that season of your life. And I think that's wonderful to be able to, you know, start your family, enjoy it all the way. And then, you know, God blesses us to, you know, continue to grow and to get older. And you have another opportunity to live, you know, your life for yourself and what he has for you. So what's that process of rediscovering you once that season has concluded?
Right. I pretty much look at what is it that I enjoy doing? What mm-hmm. is it that I feel like that I'm good at? And at this point, I'm not just doing something just because I need to do it. That's just like if you almost like a job that you're in, you're just going for the paycheck. At mm-hmm. this point in my life, I'm doing something that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy helping women. Mm-hmm. I enjoy seeing the change and, you know, understanding that they can do it. And just like how I feel, I want someone else to feel that joy. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to take the time to talk about it. And, you know, we can just go through this journey together.
Mm-hmm. So why podcasting? Because, you know, you have your podcast and this is a new venture and you're really breaking out into establishing this brand. What made you want to choose podcasting? I'm curious.
I know. That's the same thing I was asking the Lord when it was just on my mind. Like, you know, I'm an introvert, even though I do have a lot to say. I just don't want to say it. Mm-hmm. But I think it is a door that was in my mind closed for me. But mm-hmm. then as I started listening to podcasts, and I was listening to your podcast, and it was like, I was thinking, wow. And then you had your retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, maybe I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
And so podcasts became something that I at night, I used to like wake me up, I would think about it. It was something that was, and I always say that if you think about something often, it's just like on you, it's the mm-hmm. Lord. And I have to step yeah. back and say, okay, I'm listening. But I still don't know why, but this is what you want me to do. I'm going to do it. But I think at that point, I didn't know the why, but I know the why now is that he wants me to reach others. There are other women who are like me. They're in their head, feel like they can't do it or think that they're too old, mm-hmm. you know, that they missed that opportunity and they're not, they have not.
I love that. Have you been, going into this online space, is this your first time building a brand?
It is.
How intimidating has it been in this just huge online world now coming in and having your voice be heard?
It is quite intimidating. I think the biggest thing is that people can be so negative. So I have to learn how to deal with the negativity. And really, I am not an online person. I have a Facebook account, but I'm not on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have an Instagram account, but I'm, you know, I really don't. But I'm learning that I need to. And that's another step that I have to pretty much just make myself do it. Mm-hmm. Because all of it is not negative. You know, negativity, it's some really positive things going on out there, but it's something about the negative that kind of stands out to you and you think about that. And thinking about how I know everyone is not going to love me, in my opinion, so they'll have something negative to say about that. And that's okay, because, you know, you have the right to your opinion and that's how you feel.
How have you felt now that you're in a space where you've stepped out? I mean, we're finished recording. The podcast mm-hmm. is coming out soon. You're here on this platform. Just all of these things, because you mentioned earlier about the way that you overcome that self-doubt and those nerves is to just do it. How are you feeling now that you've done and built some bricks leading up to, you know, this branch coming out? Does it feel good?
It feels wonderful. It feels like, wow, I really did that. I mm-hmm. actually recorded, you know, those episodes, and it's going to come out and people are going to hear it. You know, mm-hmm. it's just, it's such a change for me, but I welcome the change. And I'm, you know, I'm just excited. I know I've said that probably 50 times, but it's the truth, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So let's talk about the podcast for a second, because you are really covering some hot topics this season.
Oh, yeah.
I've enjoyed listening to it for sure as we've been recording. So one of the things that you're talking about is how to find happiness in your 50s. So mm-hmm. what are some tips that you can give? Because we have people of all ages who listen to this show. So what are some tips that you can give for women who are approaching this milestone to find their happiness and find their joy in this second half of life, as they call it?
Right, right. I think you have to do some self-evaluation. You have to determine what makes you happy, not what makes others happy, but what makes you happy?
Mm-hmm.
And be okay with the fact that what makes you happy may not make others feel as happy as you do. And you just have to have confidence within yourself. And sometimes it's really a hard thing to do. And I think something that really helps me is that I journal. Mm-hmm. And to write things down is just really helpful for me. And then to go back and read it, because really you see your growth. Mm-hmm. You see how, you know, you're reading like, wow, you know, was that me at that point? Yeah, it was you. And mm-hmm. you see how you have changed. And it really helped you. And you know, I always say two things that you enjoy. And sometimes we have to do things alone. We may not always have someone to come with us. And I would admit, and I have to say on this podcast, I'm going to be very honest, mm-hmm. you know, in where times that I felt like I wanted to go out or, you know, maybe go to a play and nobody else wanted to go. My thought was, well, can't go because I don't have anybody to go with me. But it's okay to go out by yourself or to have dinner by yourself. You know, sometimes we just have to do some things, and self-care is important. Mm-hmm. I have a whole lot, Tatum, that I could say that we need to, you know, things that we could do to, you know, just to grow in.
Yeah, I love that. I love to go out by myself. I enjoy my own company. I'm quick to be like, I want them. I'm a Maryland girl. I want some crabs. I told my husband today, I was like, the first day of maternity leave, I'm going to go get me some crabs because I just want to sit down, crack some crabs open, listen to some music and just be, you know, mm-hmm. by myself for a second. And nobody mm-hmm. is just bothering me. But I think that's something even for no matter what stage of life, just yeah. always prioritizing finding your joy, never forgetting what makes you happy and doing a lot of it, because life is going to be life at every stage. You know, it may be harder to do when you have a family. It's probably still hard once your family is grown up, because now it's like, oh my goodness, like you said, I'm not taking care of somebody else all day. So now what am I supposed to do? So right. just, I think that's something that applies across the board, is just prioritizing your joy and your happiness and just diving into that and not being afraid to do it alone if necessary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Something else that applies across the board is prioritizing your health. Mm-hmm. And a previous interview I did, we were talking about how sometimes the older generation doesn't always keep it all the way real with the next generation. And the Bible even says how the older woman, I think it's in Titus, how the older woman is supposed to teach the younger woman. And we were talking about this around like parenting and maternal mental health and things like that. But I think it applies here too, when it comes to taking care of yourself. Something that I ask questions about now, because like my mother and my aunt, they always fanning. And I'm like, why are you always hot? Like, what's going on? Girl, you're going to find out in about 20 years. And I'm like, what? But it's, and so I overheard my mom fussing at my grandmother one time. And I thought it was so funny. But she was like, why you never told me about menopause? My grandmother was like, girl, I don't even remember that. So, but it's just some conversations we just simply don't have. And as women get older, taking care of ourselves matter. So can you speak a little bit about, you know, the importance of taking care of yourself and how to do that before 50 and then over 50?
Right. Taking care of yourself, whether it is physical or your mental health, is really, really important. I think I'll start with mental health because sometimes people feel that they should not even mention that. You know, they may need to see a therapist. And I think as the years have gone by, now it's a little different. I think back when I was probably, I would say maybe in the 70s or way before then, it was taboo. People did not talk about mental health. We would say things about, oh, you know, she's crazy or he's crazy, but really he or she should have been on medication. You know, something was going on, but it was something that was hidden that we just did not discuss. But I think now, and I listened to a podcast, and the person mentioned that we should use, like with mental health, it's just like you get your physical every year. Mm-hmm. You should also see a therapist if it's just once a year. Just mm-hmm. to make sure that your mental health is in line. So I strongly encourage people to take care of their mental health along with their physical health. And it's not, you know, something that we should talk about. We should talk about getting your mammograms. And mammograms, they talk about it, but they kind of wait till a certain age. And my thing is, if you think something is wrong and you're in your 20s, then let your doctor know. You know, think about that, especially look into the fact if you have other family members that have that problem. You know, so it's our physical health and mental health is very important. And I will definitely talk about that, you know, on my podcast.
Something else you discuss is loving your body at every age. Right. And I believe this is also something that's not discussed enough. Like when my mom will always joke with me and say, I'm the one who gave her stretch marks, right? you did this to me. But even me, as I'm having children in a stage of life where I'm growing my family, my body looks different at 31 than it did at 21. And sometimes for me, that's a huge adjustment. I'm like, man, like I look at old pictures, you know, Facebook, do the Facebook memories. I'm like, They got to stop doing this to me, because I'm looking, man, I was so slim. But just as I get older, it's harder to lose weight. My body's just different. I'm a grown woman and look like one versus, you know, being in my early 20s and being a stick. But I know, you know, even as I grow older, my body is still going to change. And so what are some ways that as women, and even now with like social media and everything, the quick fix is always like surgery. Get this done, get that done. And I'm not against plastic surgery at all, because if I ever needed some lipo, I'm going to go get it. But not as a confidence fix, though, right? But as a, I think I just want to make this change to my body, but doing so while still loving my body as it is. And so what are some ways that, or some tips that we can love our body at every stage?
Right. I think that we have to understand that as we grow older, our bodies changes, things change. So, you know, I've learned to embrace my curves. That is who I am. And I've had my curves for a very long time. So I was that kid. Now, I wouldn't say they were curves when I was 5 years old, and I would go visit my aunt in North Carolina. And I always had, they're not thunder thighs, but big thighs. And there was something about that that they thought was the cutest thing. So they would dress me up in these little short dresses, and they thought it was the cutest thing. But even back then, when I was that young, I didn't feel the same way that they felt about my legs. So they have been a part of my life for a very long time, but I just learned to embrace it. Even though I do say things, you know, I might make a comment, because it seems the big thing is getting butt implant. And I think, wow, I could loan them some. Well, not loan them. I could give them a little bit of that, and try to understand this change of wanting to have that, when, you know, something for so long that I was trying to fight and pretty much get rid of. But I finally got to the point that, you know, I just have to embrace my curves. This is the way that God has made me, and I'm just going to do it. But one thing that I found very important was that I had to learn to change the way that I eat, you know, that your health, and look at the, you know, not just do it because people say, oh, it's the end thing now is to be a vegan. Mm-hmm. No. You know, you have to make a decision about these food, read your labels, do some studying on the stuff, you know, whether you're eating seafood or whatever it is you're eating, just do some studying on it. Learn about how it affects you, because food affects everyone differently. You could eat something, I eat it, and it just makes me feel awful, or I just don't, my intestines are saying no, you know, but it's not something that is good for me. So you really have to study your body. And I think doing a food journal is a good thing too. Nice. Along with, you know, maybe journaling every day, but journal about the food that you're eating and how it makes you feel.
So what does that look like? It's today I ate spaghetti.
Yeah. Monday through Friday, you can do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it really helps you understand, because sometimes you can eat something and you just feel tired, or you know, it just doesn't make you feel good. The thing is, once you eat, and I am no dietitian, but I know that certain foods affect me in a certain kind of way. So if I eat something and it makes me feel heavy, or it makes me feel sleepy, then I should not eat that. Mm-hmm. You know, I should not be eating that food. There's a price. It's not processing well in my system.
Yeah, I've learned that the hard way. I've talked on this show oftentimes about, you know, changing my diet, and one of the things I had did was I took a food sensitivity test. And the test showed me, what it does is it tells you things that your body reacts to, but it doesn't tell you how your body reacts to it. So what they instruct you to do after you take the test is to do a food elimination diet and then see how you feel. Mm-hmm. And so I eliminated chicken, eggs were top of list for me. Vanilla was top of list for me. And what I, and so with that, there, of course, there's a ton of things that eggs and vanilla and all of that is in. And when I started doing the elimination diet, I realized that vanilla in particular gives me heartburn. So every time I would eat pancakes, every time I would eat like French toast, anything, especially baked goods, I will always have heartburn. And I'm like, okay, now, to be honest, I just take it sometimes because I love pancakes. So to me, the lesson was have some Tums nearby. But even something like dairy, I remember just like not feeling great. And I was in prayer. I'm like, God, I'm like, why do I feel like this? I work out. I don't eat terrible. Like, what's going on? But it's like dairy. So after eliminating dairy out my diet, my sinuses are good. I used to have sinus headaches all the time. I'd be worn down, all of that. So eliminating dairy, I had more energy. I didn't have sinus headaches ever anymore. I could count on one hand how many I've had in the last year and a half of not eating dairy, when I would have like five, you know, within like a week or two when I was consuming dairy. And so even for me, you know, at my age, just paying attention to what I eat is very helpful. And even as women who are called to do great things, we got to make sure that we're filling our body up with premium fuel, and we want to live long. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, I want to live to at least 100, prayerfully. Yes. And so, yeah, in order to do that, we have to take care of ourselves. So I'm really glad that you touched on that.
Yes, yes, it's very important. Now, the exercising part, maybe you could tell me about that one. That one is a struggle.
I had to get a trainer. I was like, listen, if you leave it up to me, I'm not going. So I know if I'm paying you and we decided that we were going to be here this day and this time, I'm going to show up because I respect you and your time and I'm paying for it. Leave it up to me, I wouldn't do it. That was my solution. I was like, I need a trainer because I can't do it. I won't do it. I know me too well.
Yeah, a trainer's good. I mean, that's when I would do it. I mean, the thing is getting started, you get started and to follow through with it, you know, doing on your own. So maybe I'll get a trainer because I just, you know, I'll do it one day.
And then that's it.
That's it.
So what advice, as we wrap up, what advice would you give to a younger woman? Because I always think about that Bible verse I talked about of the older women teaching the younger women. And so what are some things that you will tell younger women that we can do now to just make sure that we're thriving in every stage of life?
Yeah, what comes to my mind first is always how important it is to communicate what is going on with you, how you feel, what your plans are, and don't hold back on things because you're afraid of how it's going to make someone else feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you're going to take others' feelings into consideration, but you don't want to hinder your life because you were so worried about how others might see you. So be your authentic self. You know, I think that's something that I would tell the young me who felt that it was really important to make others happy. And not, you know, make myself happy.
That's good. That's good. And I can actually see the correlation to that, how hard it may be once you are retired or empty nester, how hard it is to find yourself because you've neglected yourself
for so long. Yes.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Okay. Well, tell everybody when or where they can listen to your podcast, the 50 and Faithful podcast, and what they can expect this season.
Okay. Well, you can listen to my podcast on all podcasts of venues like Spotify and Apple. I plan to be everywhere, all over.
Yep.
And we are going to talk about dating at 50 because mm-hmm. that is quite an adventure. And you know, we also will talk about learning to love yourself, learning to be your authentic self, finding your joy. We will talk about being a widow, also divorce. I want us to just pretty much take this journey together. Some of the things that we will discuss are things that I have gone through, things that I'm currently going through. You know, I just want to want you to be honest. I'm going to be honest, and we are going to laugh and cry together.
Yes. So by the time this comes out, the show will be available everywhere. So I'll make sure that the link is in the show notes for you guys. The 50 and Faithful podcast. Miss Linda, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.